Dr. John Agwunobi is Secretary of the Florida Department of Health. He's on the phone. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you.
What's the most pressing need in Charlotte County right now?
Well, actually, I just want to remind everybody that there are actually 10 counties in Florida that have been heavily affected by this storm. It pretty much tore a swath all the way across our state.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte is ground zero, but there are many other counties, DeSoto, Hardy, Lee, Polk, Osceola, Orange, many others that require our assistance. The most pressing needs right now are to continue the search and rescue efforts in those areas that haven't been gotten to yet, but more importantly, I think at this point, making sure that the basic human needs, essentials for quality of life are provided to those individuals that have suffered as a result of the storm. Food, water, health care, those kinds of things.
What's being done to get relief into the area?
Well, we're very fortunate. FEMA has been aggressively working with us, providing resources from out of state. Our neighboring states have offered many of their own resources. Counties from across our entire state have rallied to this particular these communities. And bottom line is, with the addition of the Red Cross and volunteer efforts, we have massive resources piling, flowing into this community at a great rate as we speak. Our key challenge is going to be distributing these resources as they arrive in the county down to the neighborhood, the family, and the individual level.
Where will the families that have lost their homes go in the coming weeks?
We set up a number of settings, including shelters, hotel-type facilities out of the county and in other places. We are going to eventually have to make sure that we place everyone whose home has been destroyed in a safe environment. But in addition to that, we have to pay attention to those who didn't lose their homes but who have currently lost access to electricity, water, and basic essential services.
Are there special needs for the elderly in terms of, for example, medicine?
Yes, there are indeed. We have county health departments. We have what's called disaster medical teams. And we have a number of other volunteer-based resources that have rushed into the area up and down the state to provide just those services to those that need them. Special needs shelters have long been planned and worked very effectively in the hours following the storm. People were able to leave their homes with equipment, oxygen, medications, and other needs and be taken care of in special centers providing nursing and physicians in some cases.
Punta Gorda was, of course, the ground zero of the hurricane, as you mentioned. Can you elaborate a little on the damage that you're seeing in other parts of the state?
Yeah, I had the ability to not only fly over the area with Governor Jeb Bush yesterday, but I also got to drive on the street. And I have to tell you, although the panoramic view afforded by an airplane provided, quite frankly, a fairly shocking realization of just how damaging a hurricane of this size can be, it was actually the drive on the streets that provided the most powerful and insightful message for me. If you saw the blank stares in people's eyes and quite frankly, the thousands of trees snapped like matchsticks. From the perspective of the road, it really struck home. The truth of the matter is there are many communities across the entire state, 10 counties at least, in which significant damage has occurred, where we're going to have to step in and provide those individuals, those families with assistance. And help is on the way. People are already beginning to take advantage of some of the wonderful collaboration between county, state, and the federal government.
Dr. John Agwunobi is Secretary of the Florida Department of Health. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.